It's a big day for more than 20 million student loan borrowers. They can now apply for a program that the Biden administration is touting as the most affordable student loan repayment plan ever. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo is here to explain what borrowers can expect and how to apply. Hey, Sequoia.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so it seems like student loan borrowers have been through a lot lately. What is different about this plan?
Well, for starters, many experts see this plan, it's called the Saving on a Valuable Education, or SAVE plan, as a big win. Like you mentioned, a lot has been happening on this front. Borrowers were waiting on loan forgiveness, and then they briefly got it from President Biden, and then came the lawsuits.
Exactly.
A couple made it all the way to the Supreme Court, and in June, the court decided that the plan, which was to cancel up to $20,000 for qualifying borrowers, was unconstitutional. So now borrowers are kind of staring down at the barrel of a return to repayment after 3 years without having to budget for that expense. Many have never made a payment. A lot of borrowers graduated or left school over the past 3 years. And the Biden administration hopes this new plan will help ease some borrowers back into paying or not paying, depending on their income level.
Okay.
On the current income-driven repayment plan, many borrowers already qualify for $0 monthly payments. But on this plan, over a million additional borrowers won't write a check every month. And the average borrower will save about $1,000 a year.
Oh, that sounds nice. Okay, so how is all of this going to work?
So SAVE calculates monthly payments based on the borrower's income and family size, not on the amount of debt they have. So while the SAVE program doesn't deliver debt forgiveness in one fell swoop like the administration initially wanted, millions of borrowers, including some with higher incomes, will see a bit of their debt forgiven under this plan. It's also designed to keep interest from exploding. And under this plan, as long as borrowers make their monthly payments, interest will not keep accumulating. With previous plans, borrowers with the lowest payments, too low to cover their interest charge, saw that number skyrocket. Now that won't happen.
Okay, this sounds cool. But isn't debt forgiveness in the way that the president originally proposed, right? Because most people, the way I understand it, will still have to pay back a good bit of their loans.
Yes. Well, a lot of debt will go away, though. It'll just take some time. Under the plan, most people will still have to pay, you're right, but that monthly payment will be much smaller than before. The department says that under the old plan, borrowers repaid almost $11,000 for every $10,000 they borrowed. Under the new plan, they would pay back just over $6,000.
Okay, so who qualifies for this program? And do you have to opt in, or are borrowers automatically transferred over?
Borrowers with federally held loans qualify for the plan. There are a few exceptions, but you can find all that information on studentaid.gov/save. That's also the website where you apply for the program. Some borrowers already enrolled in certain income-based repayment plans will be automatically transferred over.
All right.
But everyone else has to apply.
That is NPR's Sequoia Carrillo. Thank you, Sequoia.
Thank you.